From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 470, which is intended for broadcast February 26th now March 10, 2017. Dr. Jerry Plummer's in the studio with me, Brady Murray. And, Doc, you're back from Jordan.
Back from Jordan.
Folks who listened to the last program know that you were in Jordan.
Sure was,
And involved in the HFCC, ASBU, all that stuff.
Yeah. Got us our frequency kind of lined up.
And got us coordinated for the A-17.
Sure do. And here we are in the studio today and kind of think about A-17. And we're looking, tell me if I'm wrong, am I looking at some kind of recording device that's probably over 100 years old?
And probably.
Here we're talking A-17, internet, you know, transmissions and all that.
Yeah.
Is that what Phil Patton uses for his show?
I think it is, yeah.
If you guys hadn't listened to it.
Says Edison.
Yeah. If you listeners haven't listened to it, he does our engineer does a show with these 1900, 1920 musics. I guess they're, what do they call those things? What do they call that?
Cylinders.
Cylinders, yeah. It's kind of interesting if you
predate
listen to
broadcasting.
It. Yeah.
And
that's before radio of KMOX ever come out, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big change, right? From when me and I were talking from the Dead Sea to Nashville.
Yeah.
You know,
with a good connection.
Yeah, it was a good connection. Yeah, it was. It was. And then we look at this thing that whipped out sounds 100 years ago before radio was around.
Yeah. So you're back. And the reason I say the 26th is because, Doc, you and I. You're getting back into school mode.
School, yeah.
And there's just a lot of stuff going on, so we agreed to meet up on a Sunday afternoon.
Sure did, yeah.
And go over what is actually the last leg of the B-16.
Yeah, yeah.
N-17, it's a little
hard
for me to remember.
We do three legs, as we call them, or steps. And it's because, I think I got this right. I mean, I'm so familiar with them, but I forget kind of how they flow. But the one we talked about today and set up will run us through daylight savings time starting, I believe.
Begins when daylight savings time starts.
Begins then, yeah.
And then ends on the 26th of March.
Which is when HFCC.
Officially, we're going to start the 17 A-17 schedule. So what we're looking at now is the B-16.
Yes.
A year that's already passed. Step 2. There's 0, 1, and 2.
Right.
But these are some changes that are going to take place beginning on Sunday, March the 12th.
Right, that's exactly
right. And
so
we wanted to make sure that listeners are aware of them. It's not really anything drastic.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten pretty good about making routine changes.
That's true.
Building a schedule that changes twice a year as required.
And we are getting better, too, about when we make this change this time, you know, for the daylight savings. We typically, the last few years, have been able to make it where when the other change happens on the 26th, that there is no change. In other words, we make them all to start with.
And that's the goal again this time.
Yeah,
This time around. Doc, just looking at it, what's going to happen is you're going to have CR4, 9980, 7520, 5890, as always.
Right.
We're going to run 9980 a little bit longer because of the extended daylight. And then take that a little bit out of 7520.
That's right.
We've done that in the past.
That's no different than what we've done.
Transmitter 3, dock, whether it's DST, whatever it is, daylight saving.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always 7 to 7 and 7 to
it's
7.
Sure enough
two
is.
Frequencies.
Yep.
You got 13845 4840.
Yep.
So that's transmitter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Transmitter 2. You've got one frequency that is totally dropped, which this time around is not really because we're using 5890 in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we were using 5890.
Now
using 5935 for a 2-hour block.
Sure are.
That 2-hour block goes away, but we still continue to broadcast on 5935. So the four frequencies there for transmitter 2 are 7490, 12160, 9350, 5935. Same as they have been.
Sure has. Yeah.
Hours have changed just a little.
That 9350, just like last year, because, as you say, the extended hours, we move 9350 out. And the 5935, we don't use that except in the winter, you know?
Right.
So
we need some lower frequency for a couple hours. And then transmitter 1, unchanged. 61:15 in the evening, local time for us,
right.
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
32:15 overnight.
Just like always.
Local time for us. And then we've got the 15:795 and the 15:825 during the day, early morning and day. Wanted to stop when we mentioned 15:795
mm-hmm.
and give a special thank you to those DXers who notify us of problems that we've actually, we got some help finding out on 15795.
Yeah,
I think we're still looking into why it is. Kind of a distorted audio.
Yeah,
sound,
yeah,
only
yeah.
on that
yep,
frequency.
Only on that frequency, yeah. But thanks.
So we're not hiding it. We're not acting like it didn't
happen.
No,
there it is, you know. And we're appreciative of people bringing those things to our attention. We didn't know. And as you say, it will get fixed because we kind of like that 15795. It's in band, you know, and we've got it for a stretch.
You and I, not speaking for CR overall, and mm-hmm. we always open to suggestion, but
I think
you and I would both like to just use 15795 all the time.
And that, again, brings up what you said. It's a good thing that a DXer let us know that there was some muting or some it doesn't sound like it really should.
Right.
Because we want to make sure that's right. If we do sometime go to 15795, we want to make sure it's ready to go, you know, that's mm-hmm. and we've got it if we want it, you know, so that's pretty good. And in band, that's sort of unusual for us, you know.
Yeah,
6115's in band, that's sort of unusual.
And previous conference mm-hmm. Very successful with picking up some more.
Yeah,
stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah,
we're still looking to fit in here, but You did pretty well.
I got lucky. A17. Yeah, I got lucky on this one.
Call it what you want. You know, you came back with some in-band frequencies.
I sure did, yeah. And we can use them.
You're going to make for
yeah.
nice fits.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And they're not that far away from... Because, you know...
You say, well, why not use them right now? It's not all as easy as what's on a piece of paper.
No, it's
how do they interact
how
here?
Do
the transmitters tune it?
That's true.
So, hopefully, good changes coming down
I hope
the road.
So. But you're right. It's not just, I mean, if we were a standalone single unit operation, it wouldn't be so much. But we got four of these big old guys stuck right in amongst each other. And as we have unfortunately learned in the past, sometimes you get two of them's frequencies too close, you got financial issues.
We learned that once. You know, could have been 25 years ago, could have been 25 days ago. We learned that.
And
we'll never go.
We'll never
forget.
Never forget that, ever, so. You know. But yeah, it turned out it was good. Had a little bit more luck than usual. Those things, those in bands, are hard to find, and it just it shows you, Brady, that if shortwave is fading away, how come the frequencies are so hard to find? You know, you got guys that are private operators taking over these, like Vinci at Spaceline. He uses a lot of frequencies, you mm-hmm. know. But I was just real happy that I was able to get those. You know, when we was over there, that was.
And I did put
my foot in the River Jordan, man.
You were telling me this. You being in a place really helps you with your understanding, and as compared to just reading the stuff. And I think it gave you more to read about after you went.
Oh yeah,
and I think
did.
That you learned quite a bit about that area of the world and Jordan and how they interact with, in particular, Israel.
Actually,
something
Israel.
That you told me that's not political by any means. We don't do that, but you said that Jordan has no oil.
No. And right next door to them is the guys with the oil, you know. So they really have to kind of fight, you know, to keep tourism up. That's
and
one of their
you,
big things.
Another
you know?
Interesting thing is that you say that they cater to tourists.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
how
yeah.
they're going to get their money.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty interesting. I will say that they're really nice people, and they do like America. There's no doubt about that. They're nice people, and it was really enjoyable to spend time with them. It was a great thing, and like you say, to stand there at the River Jordan and see about 20 foot across Israel, and to see you know many of our broadcasters, as you know, talk about the River Jordan,
mm-hmm.
and there it was. I saw both sides. You know, even put my toe in the water. Now I got to tell you though, before we move forward, you may have to call Jeff at WRMI. But his wife, Thais, filled up a Coke bottle with the... he might be selling some of that holy water.
Oh,
you know.
No. Use it to anoint the prayer rags.
The prayer rags that he'll be selling or something, yeah.
Jeff's easy to... He's an easy target, right?
Yeah, he is. He's a good dude.
And Thais, his wife, always a lot of fun. Lots of pictures taken.
Oh, I was going to say, too, that I'd got a little bit more information about the... NASB that's coming up in May. And I think we've already told people that it's posted onto the website. But we just verified when I was over there that everything is progressing. You know, there, the hotel's reserved. Everything's looking pretty much good to go. So as we get closer, we can invite more people, you know, to come see us out in L.A.
Excellent, yeah. It's going to be fun on the West Coast of the U.S.
We got to look at the baseballs.
Maybe some folks who have wanted to come in the past could look, you know, if they're further away from areas we've had.
Because really, it's all been East Coast, really, hasn't it? Like D.C. Or, you know, Florida or us, you know, here in Nashville. Maybe some of these guys can visit us while we're out there because it's a lot closer.
I have very limited time in the West Coast of the United States, but it's a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. No question. It is. Maybe we can get out there and have some people come and spend time with us. You know, I think it would be a good thing. Yeah.
Maybe do some broadcasting from the West Coast.
That'd be great. Yeah,
we'll
that'd be great. That'd
do some DXing.
Do some DXing.
And
man, I was really surprised at how good those several of our frequencies did in Jordan. You know,
you mentioned that to me even before we ever got on air.
Yeah. And, I said, God, look at this.
I think you said 5935 was very good.
Yes, yes.
13845, yes. 15.
Yes, yes, 15825. And I noticed, too, maybe things are picking up. We've been getting some pretty decent reception reports
the last
few days, you know?
Sure have. Uh-huh. We continue to get them, and I think more and more so by email, but still a lot by posting.
Oh, yeah. That one we got from Spain a couple of days ago is really – we can talk about it later, but it's really interesting. You know, and these guys, it's amazing about QSLs. They send over pictures, you know, and descriptions. It's pretty refreshing to get some of those. And they send proof of the recording, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, Doc, anything more to add about the frequencies coming up for step two of the B-16, which is just a couple of weeks?
It'll only be running for a two-week time frame. And again, to kind of reiterate, we started over here stateside when we began daylight savings time. But the actual A series or sequence that HFCC uses starts 2 weeks later. You know? I'm not sure.
This is nitpicky, but are we going to revert to standard time or are we going to start daylight saving time?
That's a good question.
Spring forward, fall back.
Now, see, if we was in Indiana, we wouldn't worry about it, right?
Or Arizona.
Arizona, too. Yeah.
I kind of wish we didn't worry about it much. I was on East Coast time earlier this week. It's kind of weird that the sun comes up at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
In Nashville, it's kind of weird when it gets dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I know.
So we try to fix something that maybe just ain't broken.
Maybe it's not broke. But it's a two-week stretch. By the time that we make another Axiara, we'll be in that little two-week stretch. And not many changes. And then when we do go to the end of after the 2 weeks, that's when we'll start our long leg. And there really won't be any changes there either. So,
y'all
just bear with us. It'll be okay. And you're posting it to
The website, so you can go to WWCR.com, have a look at it, or you can listen to the address given at the end of the program and write to us.
We'll send you a copy of it. Is there any other? I know we're running out of time, but you got anything? I know you was just in Knoxville doing some work on one of the medium waves over there.
Yeah.
What about over here? Everything sounds to me like it's been running pretty smooth.
Everything's good. Been some major problems that didn't necessarily take major repairs.
Right. Right.
Maybe things that had. A couple of incidences of loose wires, strangely enough.
Wow.
That weren't, turn out to be big problems.
And that actually caused a problem like that. Well, these are big old machines, man, you know. Big old machines. Something's going to, you know.
It's the way it works.
It is.
All right. All the time we got. See you next time for show 471.
Sounds good, Brady.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.